Last Friday, St. Vincent and the Grenadines hosted the 8th Summit of the Community of Latin American and Caribbean States, CELAC, at the Sandals Resort at Bocament. Before the summit, the leaders and their delegations were treated to a cocktail reception on Thursday evening. At the summit, St. Vincent and the Grenadines handed over the post of Pro Tempore President, or PTP, of CELAC to the President of Honduras, Xiomara Castro. For the first time, United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres attended a CELAC summit. Member states were involved in discussion on topics such as healthcare, food security, climate change, peace, and citizen security. Prime Minister Dr. Ralph Gonsalves delivered his address titled Faith, Fresh Hope, and Love.
Over the past year of our pro tempore presidency, we have come to realize more than ever that although the shortest distance between two points geometrically is a straight line, mountains, especially political mountains, cannot be scaled by way of a straight line. It is necessary, if not always desirable, to make zigs and zags in the ascent of any political mountain, while bearing in mind the goal is to arrive at the mountaintop. Thus, the zigs and zags must never restrict us in a cul-de-sac or a dead end. So compromises in a complex world are required in our pursuit of peace, prosperity, and security for all.
Minister of Foreign Affairs and Foreign Trade, Kisao Peters, presented a report on the Presidency Pro Tempore 2023, where she highlighted some of the work done by SVG during their time as PTP.
St. Vincent and the Grenadines assumed the Pro Tempore Presidency of the Community of Latin American and Caribbean States, CELAC, at the 7th Summit of Heads of State and Government, which took place in Buenos Aires, Argentina, on the 24th January 2023. On accepting the mandate, Prime Minister Dr. Ralph E. Gonsalves expressed his desire for the presidency of St. Vincent and the Grenadines to be a collegiate and collaborative one, drawing on the expertise, resources, and the institutional knowledge and experience of past pro tempore presidencies and the wider CELAC fraternity to ensure inclusivity, broad acceptance of its platform, and the ultimate success of St. Vincent and the Grenadines' tenure as PTP in an effort to further advance the regional agenda.
Minister of Foreign Affairs and Foreign Trade, Kisao Peters. At the end of the summit, the 33 member states adopted the Declaration of Kingstown, which outlined the political position of the member states. Prime Minister Gonsalves explained that though they are no longer pro tempore president, they are still a member of the Troika Plus One, which is made up of the immediate past PTP, the current PTP, the next PTP, and the chairman of CARICOM. Speaking at a press conference on Monday, the Prime Minister explained that CELAC had already established a Troika, but the member states of CELAC then agreed to establish a Troika Plus One. Prime Minister Gonsalves noted that during this country's time as PTP, they suffered because there was no Troika.
But we suffered during our presidency because we didn't really have always a Troika. When we started, there was no indication that after St. Vincent, who was going to be the next PTP. So there was just two countries plus CARICOM, that is to say, Argentina and St. Vincent and the Grenadines, and Argentina being the past, immediate past. Then Argentina got wrapped up with presidential campaign, which limited their participation.
The Prime Minister said that in order for gaps to no longer exist, he suggested a formula where rotation would be based on geographical location.
I suggested a formula so that we wouldn't have these gaps. I said Mexico was before Argentina, and Mexico was there for 2 years because there was a COVID year and it just rolled over. Then Argentina. We said that what we should do is to do a rotation based on the geographic areas. So that Mexico, the northern part of South America, you can say Central America, you know, part there, then Argentina. Then we had St. Vincent, CARICOM. He said we should go Central America. So that's how because Colombia was wanted to be, to succeed St. Vincent and the Grenadines. But I took it upon myself to speak to the Colombian government. Let somebody from a country from Central America do it. And Honduras had put forward its name. And the Central American countries had agreed on Honduras, and there was no objection from anybody else. So Colombia then, because the CARICOM country wanted to succeed, Colombia wanted to succeed Honduras. I said, no, wait, because CARICOM turn will come again in 2026.
Prime Minister Dr. Ralph Gonsalves. With the final CELAC report, I am Shanald Monroe.